Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. The streets of Buenos Aires and other cities in Argentina were packed with celebrants as their national team beat defending champ France to take the World Cup of Soccer, football as the rest of the world calls it.
Yes!
This was the farewell Lionel Messi wished for at his final World Cup, securing his first World Cup trophy and the happiness of his nation. The match was filled with twists and turns.
Messi scores!
The Argentinian superstar scored two goals and helped with a third.
Martinez with hands to it, but the power!
While France's Kylian Mbappe tied the game with a hat trick for the defending champs.
CBS News correspondent Roxana Saberi. The congressional committee that has been investigating the pro-Trump riot at the U.S. Capitol nearly 2 years ago holds its final public meeting in early afternoon. The focus on possible recommendations that the Justice Department file criminal charges against the ex-president.
January 6th committee member Adam Schiff said he thinks there is sufficient evidence to charge the former president, although he said he didn't want to get ahead of the votes. Possible charges could include insurrection, obstruction of an official proceeding, and conspiracy to defraud the U.S. government. Now, the former president lashed out on a social media platform, Truth Social, calling on supporters to stand strong against, quote, the thugs and scoundrels of the unselect committee, end quote.
Correspondent Christina Ruffini. Now the latest in Russia's war in Ukraine.
In the early hours of Monday, loud explosions were heard in Kyiv after Russia fired about 20 Iranian-made drones at the capital. The local authorities say most of them are shot down, but their critical infrastructure had been hit.
BBC correspondent Hugo Bachega in Kyiv. A Phoenix to Hawaii jet with nearly 300 people aboard ran into severe turbulence. 11 people were seriously hurt, among them three flight attendants. Hawaiian Airlines Chief Operating Officer John Snook.
We do know that there's internal damage to the aircraft, some panels that are bent and buckled. That will need replacing. And the aircraft is undergoing a thorough inspection. It's going to require some maintenance work before we put it back in the air.
A Massachusetts man is now in custody after first attempting to cut his way into a local police station with a chainsaw, then barricading himself inside a home with that weapon and two small children. Police engaged him in a standoff for hours, and then
he was far enough away where the officers felt they could, you know, safely get those kids out of there and get him under control.
Cohasset, Massachusetts Police Chief William Quigley. As health officials warn about a so-called triple-demic between COVID, flu, and RSV, increased demand for basic medicine is beginning to cause sporadic shortages, especially medicine for kids. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family?
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back, Mr. mad. I really miss him. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's your name? Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hello, everyone. This is Donald Trump, hopefully your favorite president of all time, better than Lincoln, better than Washington, with an important announcement to make. I'm doing my first official Donald J. Trump NFT collection right here and right now. They're called Trump Digital Trading Cards. These cards feature some of the really incredible artwork pertaining to my life and my career. It's been very exciting. You can collect your Trump digital cards just like a baseball card or other collectibles.
Oh, my God.
Hal Sparks' entire Twitter feed just consisted of, no. This is amazing. What the get the out of here. I am dying. Make it stop. And just, I've never seen that many laughing emoticons. This is like my first hour, but in Twitter form. So good luck to us in the last hour before vacation, because here he comes.
Steffi. Oh,
what's that heavy breathing I hear? Why? Could it be? The
hump day.
Hump days with Hal Sparks.
Yes! Yes!
Good morning, Hal. You're doing an impression of me from the first hour of the show.
I can't. It's like every time I think it's going to stop, it comes back. Oh, don't show me pictures of the spacesuit.
The spaceman. I am spaceman.
Quit showing space.
That's art from his career.
Force Trump.
Ground control. Ground control to Major Tom.
Quit it. If you show Cowboy Trump, I'm going to die. Yellowstones or whatever he calls it. Orange stones.
Midas Touch did the spaceman, and they just said, "How is this real life?" And Hal just said, "It's not. It's this can't be our."
Yeah, that's, Stephanie, that is incredible art from his career.
Oh my God! Oh God! And the weird, like the marzipan melted head version of him, where he's in the, like, I don't know, the duster or whatever that is, where he's.
The duster that they lifted.
Stop it!
It's a duster that they lifted from Amazon. That exact coat in that exact position. They just pasted his face on an Amazon.
Yes. Yeah.
Model.
Okay. That's Brokeback Trump.
Oh, God.
That's Brokeback Mountain Trump. John Fugelson pointed
so
out the softcore gay porn aspect of them, which I hadn't thought of. They really are like village people trading, right?
Uh-huh.
They're like village people paper dolls. That's what they are.
Yes.
When are the queerest folks NFTs coming out?
Yes. Believe me, the all-man posters of me with my shirt off went like hotcakes. I ate in a stack with syrup on them, I'm telling you. Don't believe me? Look them up online. I am soaking wet. And it's an actual picture. It's not me Photoshopped at all.
Do you want to hear the moment that this may have broken Andrew Mitchell? Listen, if he gets to Andrew Mitchell to retire, something good will have come from Donald Trump.
We just flashed what he had put out on social media of him in a Superman outfit. A hard to believe. This really appears, I'm not even an armchair psychologist, but this appears, as long as I've covered politics, as someone who really is crying out for attention.
Oh, God. That's how you define his entire, like, political and business life as a human being. He gropes women. If there's no greater cry for attention than that, I don't know what is. He doesn't deserve any. I have to say, the best part of this is the secondary fallout, because this is a nearly unparodiable moment from him. But watching all the other people,
yeah,
who are like, the moment they saw it, like, some of them were like live taking this.
Yep.
There was one dude who was like, finally, here it comes. He's going to announce his VP, announce that he's going to be Speaker of the House until he runs for president, and he's going to launch a major investigation into Hillary with Interpol involved. Like, it was a mixture of, like, QAnon and the 2016 magic back and forth, and then just watching this person's face just drop, and then literally they went, oh, no. It's just so gorgeous.
Our favorite was Baked Alaska, the writer.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, I'm going to jail for this NFT salesman? What?
Yes, you are. And you were warned, dummy. Like, you deserve this.
Yes,
you begged for this. You pleaded for this. You clamored. And by the way, as dumb as this is, as ridiculous and hilarious as it is, are you really surprised?
No, not at all.
Yes, right, exactly.
No, I love that they're surprised. They're like, wait a minute, is he a grifter of some kind?
Right. Like, what are you kidding me? We've been telling you since The Apprentice.
I'm not sure you're aware there are prizes. Just take a listen. Here we go.
Here's one of the best parts. Each card comes with an automatic chance to win amazing prizes, like dinner with me. I don't know if that's an amazing prize, but it's what we have. Or golf with you and a group of your friends at one of my beautiful golf courses, and they are beautiful. I'm also doing Zoom calls, a one-on-one meeting, autographing memorabilia, and so much more. We're doing a lot.
The Zoom calls. I love the Zoom calls and one-on-one meetings. One-on-one meetings. Like, they must have just decided the bar was so low after Nick Fuentes and Kanye West. Like, he'll meet with anybody. We might as well sell it.
We speculated in hour one about Grandpa turning into a Zoom call.
Oh, God.
How am I now? Can you see me? No, just the one eye. We can't. Is this on?
Yes.
I also assume
chance to win a Zoom call with Trump, $99. Watching Trump trying to connect a Zoom call by himself in an office at Mar-a-Lago, priceless.
No, Grandpa, you don't put it up to your ear.
What? And I'm assuming for these dinners and the golf tournaments and the one-on-one meetings, he's
none
like,
of his MAGA crap. They don't play golf.
Well, no, you have to pay your own way there, probably, to get your own hotel.
Oh, of course.
He's going to charge you for the room.
Yes.
The food costs money. And it's a sweepstakes. Parts of those are sweepstakes, so you don't have to buy one of these stupid things to actually do it.
Right.
That's the law. So, of course I signed up.
Did you see the shirt that Hal is wearing today and in celebration of today?
Yes, NF.
That's his NFT.
Come on.
Uh-huh.
I do not have to do a stomach workout for the rest of the year.
Available at the House Parks Teespring store on my YouTube channel.
Yes.
I can't believe I'm the only person who ever thought of this.
Lisa in Ohio, you're on with Hal. Hello, Lisa.
Hi. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I'm loving your show today. I love it every day.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to say Merry Christmas and thank you so much. I appreciate every morning I get to listen and find out that there are people that think the way that I do and feel the way that I do. I live in Ohio, so there aren't many of us in the state.
I'm from Ohio. You're going to make it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're going to make it, little Blueberry. It's all right.
Yep.
We're going to be okay.
We love you. Okay. Yeah. We love you, little Blueberry. Okay.
This is a stacked on massive fail that I don't even think the right was not ready for this.
No,
yesterday,
no, no.
Clearly, they were totally he swept the leg right at the time where they were like, I can get back on my feet one last time for this pony. He totally just went for the weak knee and it, on them while complaining about Mitch McConnell. Like, I love it. Okay. It's so
all right,
good.
And I didn't think anything would top that in terms of funny, but then this is basically him talking about his second term.
Oh, yeah.
If we have free speech, then we just don't have a free country.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
as simple as that.
As simple as
if
that.
This most fundamental right is allowed to perish, then the rest of our rights and liberties will topple, just like dominoes, one by one. They'll go down. That's
he
why today
pizza.
I'm announcing my plan to shatter the left-wing censorship regime and to reclaim the right to free speech for all Americans.
Really? And that is that right is your right for your friend Elon to ban journalists from that's how we
and literally like pop into Twitter Spaces and then take down the entirety of Twitter Spaces because he doesn't want them in there talking about him behind his back. Like it's like we've all died and gone to middle school. We are all now in rich kid Elon Musk's middle school.
We read a tweet earlier. Fragile narcissist buys criticism factory.
Right. Right.
Okay.
The irony of it is he just did you see his poll this morning? And
yes.
He had to redo the poll.
Yes.
It's again, he has taken a company worth $55 billion, allegedly,
right.
and burned it down to the size of Parler in a matter of months, which is worth less than $100 million if you believe any of the hype, which I don't.
Yes.
So, I mean, someone's going to be able to buy Twitter from him like at fire sale prices. If I was Dorsey, I would literally just wait and wait and wait. And in February, just buy it back.
That's why I'm saying I'm not going anywhere for now because I'm like, we might outlast him. This is so entertaining to watch. Okay.
Right, exactly. And he's not coming for anybody, I'm way too low on the rungs for him to come for me, so I can basically get away with saying anything, which is fantastic.
Yes. All right, I'm going to inflict one more second term.
Oh, no.
Trump second term. Yeah, here we go.
In recent weeks, bombshell reports have confirmed that a sinister group of deep state bureaucrats, Silicon Valley tyrants, left-wing activists, and depraved corporate news media have been conspiring to manipulate and silence the American people. They have collaborated to suppress vital information on everything from elections to public health. The censorship cartel must be dismantled and destroyed, and it must happen immediately.
And now here I am as a cowboy.
Right. Also, by the way, it must be done immediately. And it'll be the first thing I do in 2 years if I'm reelected. Like, get out of here. Then it's too late. Then I don't know what you're clamoring on about. Then basically you're just the cello player on the Titanic, dummy.
Right.
What are you talking about? We're not making you president so you can fix this by January 1st. That's not happening.
He vowed
sit down.
To ban the government from labeling what is misinformation or disinformation. This is what they want. This is what Elon Musk, this is what we're talking about with Twitter. They just want the right to say anything they want and have no consequence. There's no such thing as disinformation or misinformation anymore.
Right,
right.
Well, and he makes this this caveat that it's domestic without any engagement on like, okay, how are you gonna make everybody who uses social media now provide some sort of ID? Are we now on like voter ID with social media then? So that, rights apply to Americans only and not to foreigners. Otherwise, this is basically just like the ringing the dinner bell for ISIS and their and any, Chinese like CCP accounts that want to run wild.
Yeah. Could you take your organ out for Hal? I know
sure.
We heard that a lot on the set of Queer as Folk, but this is your personal comedy Jesus moment. Someone named Laverne tweeted, do not ever refer to my Lord Jesus Christ with pronouns. And you said, according to Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Peter, and Paul, his pronouns are he, him. WTF is wrong with your brain. Thank you, Hal. That was fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, literally, like I want to say John Cryer, somebody wrote, he is risen. It's literally in the Bible. Like, yeah. Like Peter denied him three times. Like, I do not know him. Like, it's full of pronouns. Oh, my God, you moron. Unless she has some sort of, like, new evangelical version of the Bible where it's literally, like, Jesus talks about himself like Kanye and everybody has to say his name in the third person. Like, when Jesus came, Jesus, we don't use pronouns for Jesus.
Okay. All right. Listen, I have to say...
By the way, is totally possible.
Yes.
It is entirely possible that this Nudnik has some bizarre new evangelical Bible that refers to Jesus by his proper name all the time.
Yes. All right. I have to say, I want to give us some props because we got through the first segment with Hal with a lot more words than I thought we would.
Yeah.
In between.
Congratulations.
He only lost his
dear
breath.
God.
Like
I'm being unable to talk because of laughter over NFT. Okay.
Stop.
20 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Omaha Steaks. You got a package.
Oh,
my
yeah.
sister got a package. I got a package. Oh, my God. The filet mignons, right?
If you want to tell people you love them, you send them Omaha Steaks.
I'm telling you. My sister, my big sister, Mary, she and her family, when they freaked out.
Where are mine? Where are mine?
You.
Mine.
Oh.
Mine, yeah.
Wow. I'll tell my in-laws to send them to you.
Okay.
Okay.
Everyone freaks out. It's an amazing amount of food and the quality of the food. Amazing filet mignon, the best burgers in the world. Chicken. They throw in some hot dogs, some caramel apple tartlets. Some
hot dogs are incredible.
Scalloped potatoes. Oh, my God. Don't wait. Order today. Beat the shipping rush. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code Stephanie at checkout. It's not just a gift. It's an experience, right? A gift that will be remembered with every unforgettable bite. Order with complete confidence, knowing you are ordering the very best. omahasteaks.com. Take advantage of 50% off site-wide, plus use the promo code Stephanie at checkout to get an extra $40 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Oh, yes. Here she is, Stephanie Miller, host of the Stephanie Miller Show. Oh, yeah, we got the group in the house tonight.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's the Christmas and the holiday season, everyone. Time for gift-giving, parties with friends and family, and getting compliments everywhere you go and looking years younger, thanks to Genucel. I've been using Genucel products for a couple years now. They have transformed my skin. I love their products. From now until Christmas, Genucel's most popular package is 70% off at Genucel.com. Treat yourself and a loved one to the absolute best skincare in the world. See those troubling forehead wrinkles, fine lines, skin redness, pesky bags and puffiness, even a sagging jawline disappear right before your eyes with Genucel's most popular collection. With its immediate effects, you can see results in less than 12 hours, guaranteed or your money back. And included in every most popular package is your free hyaluronic acid serum for skin hydration that will restore your youthful appearance. Visit Genucel.com/Stephanie now. Enter my special promo code Stephanie. Additional 10% off your entire order. Every order instantly upgraded to free express shipping. Genucel.com, Genucel.com/Stephanie.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood, but did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. That's 800-334-5468.
Quite a monumental battle.
Yes, it should, bud. Oh, there's the bell.
Oh, wow.
wildfire just charged out of that corner like a wildfire.
Yeah, but it can't seem to get anywhere near House.
That's because House is landscaped with water-retaining plants, which help keep wildfire at a safe distance.
And, Bud, check out how wildfire's punches seem to roll off that treated shingle roof.
Holy smokes, Lou! Wildfire is wearing out like a cheap suit! Oh! Wildfire is down!
Down and out!
Can your house win a fight with wildfire? Visit Firewise.org to find out how you can help make your home more defensible against wildfires. That's Firewise.org, a public service brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah. Oh, this holiday season, as we said, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. The Lord took it for Angela early for their vacation, but they gave it us tech support, Hal Sparks, who is the perfect person to explain what the NFT is.
Hey, yes, NFTs, besides the NF t-shirt that I'm wearing right now,
yes,
available at infotainmentwords.com, is a non-fungible token. It is a reference point held by any kind of item. It could be a deed. It could be a piece of artwork. It could be a single word. It doesn't quite matter. But it holds a space in the blockchain, and to move it or remove it or resell it or reposition it, you would need three different points of entry into the blockchain to all agree on this at a time, minimum, sometimes 2,500, depending on like the level. That's really hard to do.
I have no idea. Okay, Scott wants to know how would someone
Did I peek the nerd meter? I did, didn't I?
Would someone please explain to me how I put Trump's cards in my bicycle spokes? See, that's yesterday. What I don't get it. How do you? Where do they live? Where it's a digital.
They're
card?
What? You don't understand.
What do you
they're
do
like
with
our
it?
Lord Jesus, they're everywhere, Steph. They're all around us, and they're everywhere and nowhere, like the Lord Himself. That's where they are.
They're in your
they're
heart.
With us and among
in
us, through us, and in us.
NFTs live in your heart?
But you can't print them out. That's all I know.
Okay.
If you print them out, they lose value.
Well, it's like when Stephanie first got her iPhone. She said, how do you get the pictures out of there?
How do I get the pictures out of there into the frame?
Yeah, the teeny little slot at the bottom. The little photos come out of it. Yeah, like it poops out little Polaroids that are size of a fingernail clipping.
They can confirm I was like Coco the gorilla when I got a smartphone. I was like,
we all were.
Yeah.
Hi, Annie in North Carolina. Annie's just laughing.
Oh my gosh, I can't stop. I can't stop laughing.
I can't.
Oh, it's great.
Anyway, I just called to say thank you for all this past year. You have kept me sane. I marinate in all this stuff too. I'm a daughter of a civics teacher.
Yeah.
But the point I want to make real quick is two points. How I was also born in Cincinnati. And
nice.
And then the other point I want to make, have you seen James Comer? You know, he's that representative from Kentucky.
Yes.
And talking about the the trading cards, and he goes, oh, I'm sure a lot of people in Kentucky will be buying those cards. I'm like, oh my gosh.
No.
The last thing
I want to say just real quick, NFT, it also spells nifty.
Sure.
Nifty,
listen,
yes.
I just want to give a shout out. In honor of you calling from North Carolina, Madison Cawthorn has sued his own lawyers for skipping out on nearly $200,000 in fees. So he is also a grifter. Well-known cousin face humper, Madison Cawthorn, also does not pay his bills.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
29 minutes after the hour, Hal Sparks is here.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief for fans of Argentina at the World Cup. Argentina, the World Cup champion, but not easily. Regulation time was not enough. Overtime was not enough. Penalty shootout, that was enough to beat the defending champion, France. A lot of focus on Capitol Hill this week on Donald Trump. Monday afternoon, all over radio and TV, the January 6th committee votes on asking for criminal charges against the ex-president.
Separately, the House Ways and Means Committee is also expected to meet soon to decide whether to release portions of Mr. Trump's tax returns, which he has resisted for years.
Correspondent Christian Benavides. A Honolulu-bound jetliner from Phoenix hit severe turbulence. 11 people, including 3 flight attendants, pretty badly hurt.
We feel very fortunate that the injuries weren't more severe. Significant, definitely need care. I'm glad they're all at our hospitals and they're all getting great care.
Jim Ireland is director of Honolulu's Emergency Medical Services. CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
The committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol is holding what may be its final hearing Monday, December 19th, starting at noon. Listen for special live coverage on your local civic media radio station, then join the conversation as your favorite hosts talk about the hearing, the final report, and what it all means to you. It's insight you won't find anywhere else. Tune in on Monday, December 19th at noon to your local civic media radio station, also streaming on the Civic Media app. The committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol is holding what may be its final hearing Monday, December 19th, starting at noon. Listen for special live coverage on your local civic media radio station, then join the conversation as your favorite hosts talk about the hearing, the final report, and what it all means to you. It's insight you won't find anywhere else. Tune in on Monday, December 19th at noon to your local civic media radio station, also streaming on the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
I was about to get on the radio and be interviewed, and all of a sudden, I see something out of the corner of my eye move. It was a squirrel.
Oh, that's not good.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
I couldn't find the squirrel, but I knew it was somewhere in the house. I ended up naming him Albert. He was relocated to Brookfield, so he is now a suburban squirrel.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's your mind, Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's your mind, Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Climate, a $35 cap on insulin for seniors. We're going to get a $2,000 cap on how much seniors spend altogether annually on prescription drugs. We're able to talk about what we tried to do for people, what we are doing on reducing student loan debt. Just one after another after another. 15% minimum corporate tax on billionaire corporations. You know, these are the kinds of things that are not just popular among Democrats. They're popular among Democrats, Republicans, and independents. We showed that it is possible to put government on the side of the people. What did the Republicans do by contrast? They screamed, they yelled, they said hateful things, but they had nothing. No ideas, not even promises of how they were going to help people have more opportunity and make their lives better. The Democrats had a darn good argument in the midterms.
Senator Professor Warren.
Yes.
Democrats rule.
Republicans drool.
Agreed.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Hal, this is, we're too mature for this, you and I, but someone did Kevin Costner in Yellowstone and the Trump as a cowboy yellow diaper. That's just silly, Lynn.
That's not right. We're grown-ups. We don't, you know what I mean?
Like, oh, no. Here we go.
This is, yeah.
Last half hour of the year.
Yeah. Happy holidays.
This is how it is. This is the closing of the year.
Oh, my God.
Ew.
That was terrible.
I'm not going to unilaterally disarm. You know how that ends.
I hope my nephew's
mutual,
right.
Mutual assured destruction.
This is Stephanie and I reenacting the early years of the Cold War.
Yeah.
Tune in next week on NPR for our radio play recreation of the Battle of Pearl Harbor.
The War of the Butt Worlds.
Yeah, that was Khrushchev.
Hi, Rich.
Yes, it's...
Hey, Rich in Thousand Oaks. Good luck to you. Hello. Hi. What do you
want? Yeah, right.
Thousand Palms. Good morning to you.
Yay, hi. Thousand Palms.
Hi. Hello.
Yay. I might be late to the party. Have you figured out where the STFU mountain clip came from?
Nope. We know where that is.
That's from Grace and Frankie. It's right. The take your bowl
line of,
down to the five and dime.
And
that's
sell
the
it
one
there.
We don't know.
That's the one we don't know. No one knows.
Oh, yes. Okay. Sorry.
Mountain is Grace and Frankie. Yes.
Happy holidays to all of you. Thank you.
Thank you. He got nothing on that one then.
Well, that was remarkably helpful. Thank you very much. From Thousand Oaks.
This is like the fusion. This is like the giant move forward with fusion this week. There were a series of questions asked that you didn't know the answer to for years until you did find the answer. There are no bad rungs on a ladder. I'm just saying.
Yes. By the way, to Elizabeth Warren's point about all they have is hate and attack, this lunatic that attacked Paul Pelosi. Words have consequences, Hal. These lunatics out there believe all of this stuff. He said, the guy that attacked Paul Pelosi said, there's evil in Washington. What they did went so far beyond the campaign. It originates with Hillary Clinton. He also was talking about other targets, right? Gavin Newsom, Tom Hanks. All of this nonsense.
Yeah.
Right?
And it's like a running list of like people who, you know, Glenn Beck and others just casually mention as evil all the time, mixed with by the way, you cannot separate from the QAnon list either.
No.
It's the same an incredible like this game of footsie that goes on between the hyper-violent psychos on the fringes and the absolutely kind of almost boringly normal right wing.
It's the same people that believe Trump is some over muscled superhero, that believe that, you know,
right.
Tom Hanks is in a pedophile ring. I mean, it's just there's a straight line.
But there's a religious, connotation to this all that you got to call God's bluff. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what a lot of this is about. It's like I'm important in this whole thing because I'm the one who's going to trigger the return of Jesus. And the same thing there's a hinge of that in the Trump mythology that they've really clung to. I think it's dying horribly, especially this week. But up to this point, they've been like, oh, we just need this one nudge. If we could just push him a little further, then the magic will happen. It's kind of like beating on Kwai Chang Kane in an old Kung Fu episode. Like, eventually, he'll start fighting if we just treat him like crap long enough.
But
the opposite, because all they do is kiss his butt.
Adam Kinzinger made the same point about a big tent.
The once great party of Lincoln, Roosevelt, and Reagan has turned its back on the ideals of liberty and self-governance. Instead, it has embraced lies and deceit. The Republican Party used to believe in a big tent, which welcomed the tired, the poor, the huddled masses yearning to breathe free. Now, we shelter the ignorant, the racist, who only stoke anger and hatred to those who are different than us.
Gavin Wax, whose name is Gavin Wax, he's the president of the New York. Is he that guy in the commercial that used to go, ow, when they do the ear vac?
Oh, yeah. He stabbed himself in the ear many times.
Yeah. He's the president of the New York Republicans Club, doubled down on his call to wage a war against American liberals. He said for too long, Republicans have been content to lose with their heads high. They just don't want that approach anymore. We want to get dirty. We want to get into the trenches. We want to punch back hard, and wage a full-on offensive against the left in this country. This is a holistic, multi-front war that we're waging. This goes right to Malcolm Nance's book, They Want to Kill Americans, the Trump Insurgency.
Well, and the other thing is like, what do you think's been happening for the last 7 years? You got Trump in office. That was the point. And it failed miserably. That tactic was exactly why they elected Donald Trump. He's a counterpuncher. Remember, that was one of the big stories. They were willing to overlook every like moral and emotional and psychological and intellectual flaw he had just because he would hit somebody in the nose. Like he's a pit bull. He might shake the baby, but as long as he bites the right people, I'm okay with him most of the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they counted on that. It didn't work. Yeah. It was just like every other thing in Donald Trump's life. It was a massive failure.
I mean, right up into including this ridiculous NFT thing, right? They will give him all their money.
I feel
as long as he owns the libs. I mean, it's they will do everything against their own self-interest.
Right. Well, and again, because they think there's this sort of religious promise of some sort of it's just over the horizon, right behind his health care plan, right behind his, you know, getting Mexico to pay for the wall, his national security plan, his magic exit plan from Afghanistan. It was all just right over the horizon, right?
Right.
And they still, there's a big, not big, there's a shrinking minority of crazy people who are intensely believing in this. And at the same time, they don't really, it's not paying off. So it's driving them even crazier. So that's one of the reasons you're seeing some of these lone wolf weirdos pop off. Is because of his lies that he told and never paid off.
Yeah. One last one, Adam Kinzinger.
To my Democratic colleagues, you must, too, bear the burden of our failures. Many of you have asked me, where are all the good Republicans? Over the past 2 years, Democratic leadership had the opportunity to stand above the fray. Instead, they poured millions of dollars into the campaigns of MAGA Republicans, the same candidates President Biden called a national security threat, to ensure these good Republicans did not make it out of their respective primaries. This is no longer politics as usual. This is not a game. If you keep stoking the fire, you can't point the fingers when our great experiment goes up in flames.
Michael in the Bronx, you're on with Hal. Hey, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Hello, sexy liberal mama. Hello, yes. Mooks. Hello, Hal.
Hello.
Hiya.
With Christmas holiday around the corner, Have yourselves a very merry Christmas.
Oh, dear.
May it be so bright.
Oh, boy.
And let's get those pesky Trump cards out of sight. So have yourself a very merry Christmas now.
You worked hard on
that,
Stephanie.
That, I know, Michael. Thank you. That the was a lovely not, little yes, handmade little handmade ceramic ashtray, and we appreciate it.
Shaped like his hand.
You know, Paula Poundstone started this. She just thought singing on the air was going to be, it's okay for everybody. But it's only comedy legends like Hal Sparks, who is a singer.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paula Poundstone.
By the way, and I will be, with some great regularity in the near future, in Los Angeles, hosting the Ultimate Jam Night, January 17th, and Valentine's Day, which I insist Steph come down and sing.
Oh, okay.
A love song.
Oh, I don't think that's wise.
So you hit me with your best shot, Steph.
Oh, yeah.
Far away.
Yeah, exactly. Like the midnight song. It'll work out. I'll figure out something.
Chris is telling a nostalgic story about when I was the lead singer from my radio station band, the Lobster Band at WCMF, Rochester, New York, everybody.
Fantastic.
80-something. I did
it's
sing.
Heavy.
I sang Burning Down the House and also I Need a Lover. And I was in the bathroom afterwards, and two girls came in, and I heard one of them go, "Oh my God, she is awful. Why did she think she could sing?" And then I wept silently in my bathroom stall. So the answer to your question is probably not.
This is why celebrities never use public bathrooms after their shows.
Right.
That's why
right?
they always insist. Always make sure there's a private bathroom in your rider. That's key to your self-esteem
If only Stephanie had known that when she was a baby DJ in Rochester.
I wish I'd been there for the intervention.
Scarred me forever.
And I think these girls just did not understand the comedy value of being crazy yourself and singing a song like "I Need a Lover That Won't Drive Me Crazy."
Right? Yeah. They missed the irony.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. John in Massachusetts, you're on with Hal. Hey, John. Hello, John.
I watched you for a half hour yesterday on Mega Worldwide, laughing, snorting, crying, coughing, wheezing for a half hour.
Oh, God.
You were so absolutely funny with regard to the Trump trading card story. Oh, my God.
Oh, it's
people
brutal.
Need to go watch your clip on YouTube.
It's the only
for
appropriate
a half hour of hysterical.
Yeah.
It was so funny. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And if you
pee my pants.
And for a doubleheader, watch the first 20 minutes of our show today, and you will get much the same thing.
Yeah, yes.
Absolutely.
Right.
You couldn't breathe.
Thank you, guys. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to everybody. Thank you very much.
Merry Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa to you.
Thank you.
45 minutes after the hour, this portion of the Stephanie Miller Show. Brought to you by, I'm going to name drop now. Everybody put your helmets on.
Uh-oh.
Not just Cozy Earth pajamas, but the Cozy Earth pajamas I gave to Lily Tomlin and James Wagner.
Yeah.
Oh, that was two big names.
You disgust me. You disgust me.
Did Sting tell you not to mention his name again?
Yes, he did. He brought it at dinner. 4-hour meal. Weird. I had to call a doctor.
I thank you for a dinner party and also Merry Christmas, and they loved them. I mean, what do you get? You have to get people like that something from Oprah's favorite things list,
because
they're
course.
Fancy, they're luxurious. I'm talking about Lily and Jane.
They're fancy people.
I was talking about the pajamas, and yes, they're luxurious and fancy.
Yes.
Yeah. These pajamas, everyone freaks out. Get them sheets, pajamas. They even have towels now at Cozy Earth. They have a plush, premium plush, and waffle bath towels. Everybody loves something from CozyEarth.com. Go now. Run like the wind. They are made from premium viscose from highly sustainable bamboo. They are naturally temperature regulating, so you sleep comfortably year round in the sheets and the jammies. Save 40% right now and look like a holiday hero at Cozy Earth. Hurry, holiday offer in soon. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Stephanie at checkout, save 40%. That is CozyEarth.com. The code is Stephanie.
I am a sucker for a shock jock.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day with no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. That's 800-307-0603.
As a young teenage boy, I didn't even know what autism was. How do you even spell that? A few years later, I heard that a friend's cousin's son had been diagnosed with autism.
I still wasn't sure what that really meant.
When I went to college, my roommate's brother had autism. When I moved to the city for work, my best friend called me and told me his son had been diagnosed with autism. We were both in shock. I still remember the day I walked into the house and saw that look on my wife's face. I knew something was wrong. I'll never forget how I felt when she said, "Our son has autism."
Autism is getting closer to home. Today, one in 68 children is diagnosed with autism. That's about a 30% increase in 2 years. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
If you're looking for the best all-you-can-eat buffet in town for only $1.99, come to Big Ed's Chow House. If you're looking for juicy burgers, come to Big Ed's Chow House. If you're looking for tender brisket and succulent ribs, come to Big Ed's Chow House. But if you're looking for Big Ed, don't come to Big Ed's Chow House. Big Ed passed away last week at the age of 47, leaving his wife and 3 children, struck down in his prime by the same disease that got his father. So he won't be around to take care of his family. And the sad part is it all could have been detected early with a simple test, but Big Ed didn't get it.
Have you gotten the medical tests you need? For a list of tests every man should have, go to ahrq.gov. Once again, that's ahrq.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by sheer unadulterated glee. Isn't that what you felt when you got your Omaha Steaks gift package?
I walked in the house and said, "Where did this come from? Where are we putting it all?"
Yeah, I've never heard a human freak out as much.
My fridge.
We're going to start cooking.
Put it in my fridge.
My fridge too.
Won't stay, but.
I should have saved my sister's phone message. That is a human freaking out of epic proportions. Oh my God. Sent me a pic. We tweeted a picture of them eating the filet mignons. I'm telling you, you will be a holiday gift-giving hero. And right now, Omaha Steaks has put together a delicious selection of various gift packages to make shopping for the ones you love so easy. OmahaSteaks.com, type in Stephanie. You get 50% off site-wide. And if you type in that code Stephanie at checkout, you get an additional $40 off your order. OMG, filet mignons, the best burgers in the world. Chicken, right? Caramel apple tartlets, on and on and on. It's just literally the gift that keeps on giving. Okay, 50% off site wide at OmahaSteaks.com. Plus, type in Stephanie at checkout, you get an extra $40 off your order. Minimum order may be required. I give you Hal Sparks for Christmas.
Yay!
What?
What?
That's a lot of travel in my future, and I'm going to be exhausted. But just make sure I have plenty of fluids, and I'll be
Santa
just fine.
If Santa can do it, you can do it.
By the way, if you are traveling like I am, please get your shot and wear your mask. Mm-hmm. I've had it with you people. Anthony Fauci was talking. We are literally with these NFTs. We are ending the most ridiculous period in our history. Dr. Fauci said Trump's White House communications team conducted opposition research on him at the height of COVID. Oh, my God. Right. Rather than figuring out how to keep people alive and get accurate information out there, they're doing opposition research on someone in their administration.
Yep. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's how Trump responds to anyone telling him he's wrong or that he's making a mistake. It's not just, well, I respectfully disagree. It's paranoid delusions. This person either has it out for me and they're planning my demise, or there must be something they're hiding. They're with them, whoever they are. Mm-hmm. No one knows who is them. Only they know who is them. You know,
but that's where he goes. It's entirely his fault, Hal. We were going into the third holiday season where I'm getting on a plane. Yes. I have to go see my nearly 100-year-old mother. I'm going to be probably one of the only people wearing a mask right on the plane, in the airport. 13% of us only have the bivalent booster. I mean, unfortunately, this is the gift that keeps on giving. This anti-science bull that it will just go on forever, right?
Well, to some degree. I mean, we do have a level of herd immunity, and there is, we are catching up with the flu as well, and there is enough vaccinated people that will keep the virus at a low level so it won't overwhelm the health situation in the country. The opposite of what is happening in China right now, where zero COVID itself and the lying that they were doing about their death rate, which is closer to probably 17 million, not this 4,000 number is a little silly, they're going to hit another 2 million in the next year. Taking a measured approach and making sure people have a sensible, realistic view of interpersonal connection during a pandemic, and then the follow-off of people getting back out into the social world is how adults work. This is the thing that Republicans fear the most, is that we all start behaving like adults who give a crap.
Yeah, I didn't go to any holiday parties because, again, if you're going to see an elderly relative.
No, I'm sorry.
I wasn't. How dare you, sir? I was invited to a lot of parties. But, it's just. Not, but I mean, I just read a statistic.
There are people calling like, Steph, I got to go right now. No, that's not a party going on in the background. No, that's not laughter. I have the TV up really loud. Well, no, next year we're having the party. Yeah, very smart. All you probably should.
That was Lillian Jane. Thank you, Stephanie, for her pajamas.
Yeah. Right.
That's right. Yes, right. Exactly. That would be clinking martini glasses. I'm not highfaluting enough.
Anyway.
To pull off that kind of foley at this time in the morning.
I just read a statistic, seriously, that we have, per capita or whatever, we had the highest deaths in the world. And I put it at his feet. This is why Glenn Kirshner said you could make a case for negligent homicide. I mean, it's just.
Well, my favorite part, I still have to say, is that, remember, Republicans and Trump himself believe that China did this on purpose. Remember, they'll tell you this was the Wuhan leak wasn't a leak. It was an attack, which means Trump was the president during the largest bioweapon attack in American history. It killed more Americans than any war in American history. And what did he do to the people who did it? He sold them the largest order of beef, corn, soybeans, and pork in our nation's history. I think everyone owes the world, Chamberlain owes the world apology or something.
Anita in San Antonio.
Hello.
You're on with Hal. Hey, Anita.
Hello. Merry Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa.
Thank
to everyone.
Thank you.
Safe and lovely trip. That speech by Adam Kinzinger, it just really made me mad because he's blaming Democrats and assuming because Democrats, propped up.
You should have saved us from ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. Why Democrats? It's not our responsibility to save your party. And where was he? Where has he been? He voted with Trump 90% of the time. Yeah. So did Liz Cheney. And what's this, and that guy that he wanted us to support, the reasonable Republican, turned around and backed the guy that was, he was the MAGA Republican in the primary.
Yeah.
I mean, for the general.
Yeah.
So all I'm sorry, but how many good Republicans are there, really?
Yeah.
Two Republicans stood up.
Yep.
For the January 6th hearings. Two.
Yeah. No, it's true. It's true. Two. Yep. They have two. You know what? My last Christmas gift to you is that I am not going to get to the story about the Epstein victim question about Alan Dershowitz's bleeding penis.
That's an evergreen story. That's an evergreen
we'll
story.
We'll save that for the second, for January.
No. I think we can throw this out.
Oh, no.
Hal Sparks, hang on one second. I have one last thing to say.
On that note.
I have one last thing to say. That's not a silent night.
Get the Sexy Liberal Show.
Sexyliberal.com and HalSparks.com.
That's right.
Love you, Hal.
InfotainmentWars.com.
Have a great holiday.
Bye. Hop on over.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. It's not-
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.